Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. This is your girl Madison Lane, coming at you live from my little corner of the world with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help us navigate this crazy rollercoaster called life. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism. Isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless? Hold up. That couldn't be further from the truth. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Self-compassion and empathy. Because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, leaving us feeling bruised, battered, and maybe even a little lost. It's easy to fall into the trap of beating ourselves up when things don't go our way, or comparing ourselves to others, forgetting that we're all just doing our best in this messy human experience. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if practicing kindness towards ourselves and understanding others could actually be our secret weapon for building resilience and finding true inner strength? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind as we explore this powerful combination. First, understand that self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook when you make mistakes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. When your bestie trips and falls, do you berate them for their clumsiness? Nope. You probably offer a helping hand, a reassuring smile, and maybe even a good laugh to lighten the mood. Treat yourself with the same level of warmth and support. Next up, remember that everyone is fighting their own battles. We all have struggles, insecurities, and moments of weakness. When we cultivate empathy, the ability to truly understand and share the feelings of others, it helps us see beyond surface appearances and connect on a deeper level. Imagine walking in someone else's shoes before judging them. It might change your perspective entirely. Number 3, practice active listening. This means truly paying attention to what someone is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Really listen with the intention of understanding their point of view, even if you don't agree with it. You'd be surprised how powerful a simple act of focused listening can be in building genuine connections and fostering empathy. 4. Be mindful of your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that tends to be a little harsh, but remember, it doesn't have the final say. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more positive and encouraging ones. Treat yourself like you treat someone you care about with kindness, understanding, and support. And finally, remember that self-compassion and empathy are ongoing practices, not destinations. There will be days when you feel like you're doing great and days when it feels like you're struggling. That's perfectly normal. Just keep showing up for yourself and others with kindness and understanding. Now let me share a quick example to bring this all home. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? You spill your coffee, miss the bus, and then get stuck in traffic. You might be tempted to beat yourself up, thinking, "Why is this happening to me?" But what if you took a step back and practiced some self-compassion? Instead of dwelling on the negative, acknowledge that it's just a tough day and remind yourself that everyone experiences setbacks. Maybe even treat yourself to a little something nice, a warm bath, your favorite music, or a good book because you deserve it. Remember, Stoic Squad, practicing self-compassion and empathy isn't about being weak. It's about building inner strength and resilience. It's about recognizing that we're all human, capable of both greatness and imperfection. So go out there, treat yourself with kindness, understand others, and build a world where compassion prevails. And remember, if you find this helpful, share it with your friends and family. Leave a review if you feel inspired. It really helps us keep this Stoic fire burning bright. Can't wait to connect again tomorrow for another dose of wisdom. Until then, stay strong, stay kind, and keep rocking that Stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.